The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 9th of July, 7:05 in the morning, news top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's with me here. Sue's in the background, waving. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
So, what'd you do that was extraordinarily different yesterday?
Nothing.
Just get used to it, man. I'm going to start asking you questions like this every day.
All right.
Okay. So Miss Sweden didn't, how'd that turn out with Miss Sweden?
Not very good.
Not very good? No. Oh. Did she want to eat that strange fish that they have over there?
I think I'll pass.
We have National Day.
It's National Sugar Cookie Day.
Sugar Cookie Day. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go with that.
National Dimples Day.
Okay.
That's all I got.
You know,
Wimbledon, the tournament began in 1877.
Well, there you go. See, you do have stuff. How about the 14th Amendment was ratified in the U.S., granting citizenship to African Americans in 1868. First Wimbledon, like you said. And, yeah. So, weather today. Linda left the house this morning at 6. She blew out of the house by maybe 6. No, it was 6 o'clock. Out with the dog, out with the horse before it gets to 104 today. Yesterday, I was leaving the office about 1 o'clock. I was going to head out there. And it was just... It felt like it was like 115 degrees. You know, you're walking across, the asphalt and all that, and getting into the truck. Truck said 112 inside. So today, sunny and hot with a high near 104. And low tonight, though, around 69. Tomorrow, 100. And but we could see some wind gusts tomorrow, as high as 20 miles per hour. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. How hot is it?
105.
Well, we get up to 103.
That was close.
We have comments. Do you have that? You have that up there yet?
No.
From Robin Williams.
I was just looking for it.
Okay, you gotta have that right there. You just ding and hit it. Anyway, it's going to be in the hundreds, my friends, and down the low is going to be like 70. So, triple digits all the way through next Wednesday, starting today. And so, be careful out there. Hydrate. If you leave your dogs outside, make sure they've got plenty of water, too, and some shade. I've seen dogs get hit with heat stroke because they managed to knock over the water, and there was no shade for them. Now, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business started by Chuck and Judy Kinney about 30 years ago, providing outstanding service to their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay.
Roosevelt, what's the weather like out there?
It's hot. Damn hot.
What?
You're hot. Hot and things is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Well, can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, it's hot. I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. It's going to be a little
thing. It's damn hot. Okay. Hey, did you watch Argentina against Egypt yesterday in the soccer match?
I didn't watch it, but I read about it.
Whoa.
I should have watched it.
Whoa. What a game. Now, as everybody knows, I am not really the nation's biggest aficionado of soccer or football. But yesterday, I just turned it on and watched the game. And it was incredible. The Egyptian team took a 2-0 lead against Argentina. And Argentina is like, I think they're the reigning world champions. I mean, they had them on the run. The Argentinian team was having to react to everything, you know, the Egyptian team was doing. They were all over them. And then Messi, who is the arguably the best soccer player in the world right now, gets a penalty kick. You're 12 yards away. It's you and the goalie. And he misses it. The goalie stopped it. And then you look at the average. His average, he's only made 50% of his penalty kicks. And I think the average of the, you know, of soccer is 79. So he missed. And then it goes into the second half, and it's still 2-0. And then Argentina scores. And I mean, the fight's on then. And then what the odds were, they said, no Argentinian team has ever come back from 2-0 to win in the World Cup. Well, not only did they tie the game, and then in the overtime, which was like, I don't know, 8 or 9 minutes, they won the game 3-2. The Egyptian team was just coming apart. Argentinian team was all over the place, and they had these breakaways where the Egyptians were all down, and all of a sudden that ball goes back the other way, and there's two, maybe three Argentinian players running down there, and there's like two defenders. So it was it was exciting. And then to win there like they did in the last few minutes was, you can see why people get excited about the game. I don't understand the rioting where they, you know, where they attack each other and they tear down the stadium, threaten the coaches with death, players with death.
Yeah, there's some pretty crazy soccer matches.
Oh, no. I mean, people are just, I mean, they just go berserko on it. I mean, yeah, I mean, we have in the United States, if, you know, if a college team wins a, you know, very big, unexpected game, they come out of the stands and they tear down the goalpost. But that's just a little bit different than going out and, you know, burning cars and attacking each other. And shooting soccer players, that's happened a couple of times, too. Well, then again, I don't know. You know, after championships in these cities, they go out and burn cars and riot. So maybe there is a – maybe – yeah, we don't have a lot to be proud of either when we do stuff like that. I didn't say it. Almost did. Okay. 7:13 in the morning. And we're going to take a quick break. We've got O2 staffing's coming in at 8 o'clock. But I want to talk about, we've got new candidates for the city council. Why does this law that affects goats going to have an impact on cities and towns throughout California? We'll find out right after these messages.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome
Uncle Cracker
back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th.
Drift away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock.
Fight with a splash of hip-hop.
Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees.
Must be 21 to attend.
Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top starters.
Reserve tickets today at WindRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebond. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com takes you right to our website and where you can listen to our archived local shows. Just our local shows are archived there. And but you can see everything that's happening in the news, weather, who's going to be on this week, all of that is right there. The city council has three spots open this coming year. And so far, we have a number of people that are running for those three spots, including Jack Munns, who has been in the city council the last 4 years. So he plans to defend his seat. I have Jack on it. Asking about all the things they've accomplished this year or the last 4 years. Also planning to run, according to Charlene Tipton, who is the city clerk, is Christina Prosperi, a local business owner and community leader. Also, Tanessa Audette will be running for re-election, and Reading Planning Commissioner Russ Winham. So, okay, so that's four running for three spots. Odette Munns, because they're terming out. Their term's to the end. But also Aaron Reznor, who will become a supervisor in January. And Munns, and we'll have them all on, of course. This selection's pretty important, if I may just opine here. Our city's in trouble. It's got we've got a deficit we're running. We've got a city. The city auditorium civic is shut down. Our roads are in trouble. Our police force has gone down to about 100. Have lost six officers, maybe more, depending on the decisions being made about where that money's going. So we're going to have them all on and ask them, and they say, you know, don't just tell me that you love the city and you want the best for them. And he wants to balance, this is Munn says he wants to balance the city budget, maintaining the service levels of the city, including utilities and public safety, and dealing with homelessness. Dealing with homelessness, I've been hearing this for, I could go back and see what he was running on last time. It's probably the same thing. And hey, no offense, Jack, but you've been there 4 years. Okay, and who is Christina Prosperi? She's the owner of the True Ride Indoor Cycling Studio in Reading. And she believes local government works best when it listens, prepares, and delivers practical results. And her priorities are safe roads, reducing crime, supporting local businesses, and making sure taxpayer dollars are spent efficiently. That would be nice. She's also the vice chair of the Community Services Advisory Commission, president of the Reading Parks and Trails Foundation, and a Far Northern Regional Center board member. I'm not sure what that is, but she used to work for the California Department of Transportation, and as the lead of the Office of Complete Streets Branch in District 2, Caltrans. Starting on July 13th, candidates will need to collect 20 signatures from registered City of Reading voters and submit them by August 7th in order to qualify to be on the November ballot. And as we said, there is going to be a lot of concerns facing this new board. Finances, public amenities that are struggling to turn, you know, to pay for themselves, much less, you know, make enough money to expand them. Now, if you are interested in running for city council, and remember that magnificent sum they pay you is, I think, $600 a month, maybe $500 a month. $500 a month, but I guess you get a medical, too. So, you know, if you're going to run, you can pick up a nomination packet starting July 13th at City Clerk's office, or give them a call, 530-225-4447. Richard, are you running for city council?
Knew you were going to ask me that, and the answer is no. Hey, I think Nathan Pinky should run, because he said he wanted to run a year and a half ago, but he decided not to because he did not want to run against Aaron Reznor, I believe. So maybe he'll run this time. That would be interesting. Hey,
that would be interesting. You know, but
that would be hilarious. You know, hey, the city council pay is set by state law, and it's intentional, Carl. Their very low pay is quite intentional, and it's set by the population of the cities, of any, whatever the city is, and that's why they're only getting 600 or so a month. It can be changed a little bit by city, you know, by vote of the city or this or that, but it's basically stuck. It's basically stuck at a very low rate.
You know what? As much as yes. I think the board of supervisors are wrong to give themselves $40,000 pay raise, I think that the city ought to be making at least a grand to $2,000 a month, because it's not like it used to be where you could go in there two or 3 days a week and read some stuff and do your job. Now you're, you know, with all the new laws and all the everything that goes on with it, I mean, you're spending a lot of time just keeping up with what happens at the city. And if you've got a job, okay, you go to work every day, right? And if you had a job where you were going to have to come in, say, at 4 o'clock and spend the next 4 hours there, 4 or 5 days a week, you know, you ought to be paid for it.
So that's why the rate is set so low for city council, because it keeps the working man and woman out of the running, because they cannot support a family. They can't support a family on $600 a month. Hello. And it's also, it's a retired government. It's business people who have, you know, other people making their money for them. And that's intentional, Carl. But anyways, what I really wanted to talk about was the elections. Is the city does what's called at-large elections, meaning everybody in the city gets to vote for all the candidates, and
right.
It's the top two or
right.
top two or three that get seated. And the county does not do that, of course. They are district-based, and I'm calling right now. I don't even think a charter amendment is required for this, but let's just say it is. The Board of Supervisors right now can put out a charter amendment for the November ballot to change county Board of Supervisor elections to at-large. And we don't have enough time today to get into the pros and cons, but, you know, one supervisor's vote affects every county voter. So how about we switch the county to at-large? I think that'd be a good thing.
Well, that's a thought. You know, like, I was in District 1 for 17 or 15 years or something. They switched me to District 2. And all of the districts have part of Reading in them, because
right.
with the largest voting population right there. And then you have then you have to live though in the district that you're going to represent. And but it being like this, even though, you know, Shasta County is a large county, that having people that represent a district, but part of, you know, probably the largest voting part of it's Reading. You could probably do that. But having districts means those, then you do home in on some of the problems and concerns facing that one area, as opposed to having everybody live in the city of Reading and not really having to go anywhere else. See what I mean?
I do get that, Carl, and that's one of the pros and con issues moving to at large. But the biggest pro is getting rid of the gerrymandering, because our district lines have been gerrymandered more than once in this county, and it would certainly get rid of that.
Well, when we did the, and you may know this, you may remember this, but when they changed the districts this last time, was it a committee that did that, or was it people appointed by the Board of Supervisors?
Well, it was a committee appointed by the Board of Supervisors by law that is required to create redistricting zones. But then the former Registrar of Voters, Kathy Allen, in conjunction with Joanna Francesca, the board in place at the time, disregarded the citizen committee's recommendations and went with Joanna's and Kathy's. And so that commission was for naught that cycle, and that's not how it should have been.
Okay. I knew there was something about it that was a little squeaky.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey, I got to go to work paying my taxes, Carl.
All right. Good. I'm glad somebody is. Okay. I thought about running for the city council.
You know, the first phone call I got was somebody that said that you should run for city council.
Is that right?
Yep. They said they have your support. They're supporting you, so.
Yeah. Well, I thought about it. Let's take a break. It's time. 7:30 in the morning here. And it's, don't cut me off yet, 71 degrees. It's going up to 104 today, my friends. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible three-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, worn for life.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal St. Pete. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody calls
the
State Alliance.
Yeah. Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
It's time to saddle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound, Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Must be 21 to attend.
Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Dust off those boots. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, call in the bot, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two separate divisions headed up by Judy Maxwell, who started her business back in 1993 and has made a huge success of it, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners, our city, our people. Like I said, since 1993, she's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She's an expert when it comes to insurance and financial management. If you're not sure about your insurance plans, if you think I'm just paying so much, how about having a free review and analysis of what you have, an evaluation of the insurance plans you have, maybe your retirement plans. There's no pressure on you. They take a look at it, and if it's looking good, they're going to tell you that. But if they can tweak it a few ways, they're going to tell you that, too. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. I think it's appropriate, after talking about people running for office, that we talk about goats. No, I'm not talking about the greatest of all time. I'm talking about goats. You know, meh, goats. The California legislature has got to be, it has to go down in history as being notable for some of the stupid things they do. Okay, I know, I say this all the time, but every time I think I've seen the stupidest, no, they come back and they surprise me. Get this. We've got a number of, you know, you've seen the goats out there. They come in, instead of cutting grass when it could be dangerous out there, they turn the goats loose on them. They clean it like, you know, it's like a 5,000 little vacuum cleaners out there cleaning the ground, getting down all the brush, getting down all the, you know, the stuff that's going to, you know, burn, because they eat that kind of stuff and they love it. So there's a Red Bluff-based goat raising company called Western Grazers, owns about 5,000 goats, and it's split among 8 goat herders. And, you know, like I said, dry grass and brush that can fuel the wildfires. Owner Tim Arrowsmith, the goat herders and sheep herders have been paid the same, but a state sunset clause tied to goat herder wages was not removed. He said that change could take effect July 1st, which it's already hit. They then will be effectively paying their herders. Are you ready for this? Just guess how much they're paying their herders. A goat herder. A month.
I wouldn't even know where to.
And I just guess.
A month? A goat? This is a person that
herds these goats. Right.
And they get paid, I don't know, $5,000?
Okay. No, that I could see that. It may be reasonable, you know, $1,000 a week or $5,000 a month or whatever. No. They're going to be having to pay their herders $20,000 per month, $240,000 per year, plus room and board, plus their airfare to and from their original country, plus their visa, plus some other clothing, plus their food.
How hard is it to be a goat herder?
That's not it. It's this. It's a law that the state of California put out there for equal wages and times and hours and all this other, plus their medical stuff.
I know, but I mean,
no, that's what I'm talking about.
I'd be a goat herder now.
Well, I'd be a goat herder for that. You know, I don't even like goats. I mean, I could learn to like them. But he said it can make it impossible to keep the goats working unless the state lawmakers address it. If we don't change this by August 31st, when the budget trailer period ends, we will effectively sell these goats for slaughter, because they can't afford to pay. They don't make money like that. To be able to pay herders. That's 8 herders. $240,000 a year. $20,000 a month to herd these goats. And you know they're not making that kind of money. We'll go out of business and probably file bankruptcy on this business and be done with it in the state of California. So the goats grazing in your neighborhoods, in your public properties, and at the universities will disappear. They'll be gone. It's over. We got a call. Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick said her staff is looking into the situation right now. This is ridiculous. I've read about this before, and it was going to take special dispensation, because it was not only they addressed sheep herders, and they put a stay on it, but they didn't do the same thing for the goat herders. Maybe the legislature doesn't like goats. Can you believe that? $20,000 a month to herd goats. If they went by the way the law is, starting on July 1st.
Okay. That just baffles me. Like,
there's a lot of things that Sacramento does that baffles me.
But not on top of that, you're paying them $20,000 a month, and that's plus room and board and...
Plus room and board.
Like, I mean...
Medical. You're flying them back and forth. Say, you know, they may come from another country. Maybe they come from Mexico.
I mean,
so you fly them in. They during the goat season, you know, and then you know.
So they'd rather look out after these people that are not from around here.
Well, no, I mean, you can. They could hire me or you as a goat herder. But
why aren't my wages as a Californian like this?
Well, it would be $20,000. Whether it was
why
you.
Why don't I get room and board as being a Californian?
Well, you would. That's what I'm saying. No, though, if you work for these guys, but, that's what they have to do. They for their herders, they get the $20,000 per month plus room and board. That's because they're out with the goats. So they probably have, you know, campers and stuff out there. Plus their airfare, if they're coming from another country. But if you're just applying for it from right here, you wouldn't have that. You wouldn't have that cost. But they pay for your food, too, because you're out with the goats, and you may be out 2 or 3 days a week with the goats.
So why do you need to make $20,000 a month?
It's because it was under this fair wage practice, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they work, and because they work long hours, because they're out there with the goats, and then they get double time and all
these
things.
I work long hours, and California takes a lot of money from me.
Well, yeah.
I think what I'm trying to get at is this is, I don't know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
There you go. You know, you broke the code right there. It makes no sense. But this is what California lawmakers do. They make these laws because they have no concept. They don't see the law of unintended consequences. They don't look out beyond their little silo blinders that they've got on. They're going to get these fair wages. Well, you know, goat herders are actually making more than maybe the governor. I don't know. How much does the governor of California make? How much does the governor of California make? How much does a president of the United States make? And you've got goat herders, are, according to this law, can make. They're going to be making $240,000 per year. I got to find this guy. He's in Red Bluff. I'm going to find this guy and get him on the air and explain how this thing happened.
$245,929,000.
Who's that?
Annual governor of California.
$245,000?
Yep.
So he makes $5,000 more than a goat herder.
Yep.
Under the California governor's laws. How about the prez?
I thought that was like $400,000.
Maybe he does. Maybe he is $400,000. Well, you know. Okay, enough of that. Let's move on to something else.
Yeah, it was $400,000. Base salary of $400,000. Yeah. And they get like travel expenses and all that stuff.
Too, they do. Travel. Well, did you know that they have to pay for all their own personal stuff like food in the White House?
A $50,000 non-taxable expense allowance for official duties. They have $100,000 for travel account. Entertainment budget of
$19,000?
It says entertainment budget.
Oh, okay.
But they said annually it's about $569,000 for the president.
Okay. Well, you know, president of the United States, you know, most powerful man in the world. You think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also heard he donates his.
Well, he does. He donates his back every year to a different department. If you've taken your driver's license test lately between July 2025 and April 2026 and you passed it, not so fast. Step back. The DMV says the agency found issues tied to exams taken over that 9-month period. About almost 11,000 drivers across California are being asked to retake the written test. The agency said the affected drivers took the written knowledge test between July 2025 and April 2026, and that the retest is necessary to protect the integrity of its testing process. Have you taken your test lately?
No.
No, neither have I. But I have to go back in before my birthday because my license expires, and I have to take a vision test. I don't have to take the written test or the driving test, which is probably safe for everybody. Others said, some people said, okay, so what? I have to take it again. I've already passed it. But why? I mean, they've given the license. They've been driving. What is it about the written test that makes everybody come back? The DMV hasn't said what it is that prompted the retesting, only it affects about 11,000 drivers statewide. So how are you going to know this? You will get a written notice saying you must take the test within 30 days or their driver's license could be suspended. If you didn't receive a letter or email from the DMV, don't worry about it. So there you go. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries, you need some help. You're getting it denied. They're delaying it forever. You need somebody that knows the system and how to get you help, and that's Patrick Gorman. You can call him at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You talk to Patrick. You don't talk to an underling or a paralegal. You're going to talk to him, and he's going to listen to your case. And if it's one that you need help in, and it's a one that is affecting you, it's affecting your family, because you can't get the treatment, you need to get back to work. Maybe you need retraining since you were injured on the job. Patrick can help you with that. He's an expert in this. He's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento over the last 5 years. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. He's a scrapper, and he'll fight for you, and he wins. He wins. Go to GormanComplaw.com for more information. And we'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisade location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Looking for big wins and high-stakes excitement?
Look no further than Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
They're shaking things up with our massive monthly $1,999 special.
Life-changing jackpots are waiting.
Prefer the classic feel? Don't miss our fan-favorite paper-only night.
Plus, keep the adrenaline pumping with our $5 progressive game.
The prize pool just keeps growing until somebody hits it big.
So grab your jobbers and bring your lucky charm.
Your adventure begins here
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now, 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees, 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows, great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the H.A. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:50 in the morning here on the 9th of July, 73. I think it's warmer than 73 right now. It's going up to 104 today. So if you got stuff to do, it's still in the 70s. Go out there and get it done. Hey, what would a day be without me making comments on Graham Plattner? What would it be? Plattner, of course, is the Democratic nominee for the Senate of the United States from Maine. A year ago, maybe even over a year ago, but at least a year ago, I saw that his Nazi tattoo on his chest. I said, well, that's it. He's toast. I mean, who could support that? He's had it for like 20 years. Oh, I didn't know what it meant. A total lie. A total lie. But he kept going. And he kept building momentum. I'm an oyster man. I'm a man that speaks the truth. Sold his oysters to his mom's business. All $3,500 worth. And I thought, well, you know, they're going to have candidates to run against this guy. Well, all of a sudden, Plattner becomes the darling of the Democrats. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Ro Khanna out of California, all these others. Oh, no, this is the man. Oh, yeah, he made some mistakes. He explained that tattoo. He had it taken off as soon as he realized it was a Nazi symbol 20 years later, of course. Well, but he's there. But, well, what about what about all these reports of him sexting while he was, you know, these different people while he was married? And, oh, well, you know, he is, you know, none of us are perfect. Well, what about these reports of assaulting women? Well, no. You know, that's what they say. We've gone from, if they say it, you got to believe it, to, well, that's just what they say. Oh. Okay, what about the anti-Semitism and the misogynist remarks and telling veterans who have been crippled in war that they deserved it? I mean, what about all those things? Oh, no, he's sorry. Well, then the shoe dropped this weekend when a woman said he raped me. And she had told her analyst about it. She told her friends that they had happened. And all of a sudden, the Democrats wake up and say, this guy's a dirtbag. Something that anybody, any normal citizen would have known. But yet, the Democratic leadership was having a problem with this. So, as of Wednesday, Graham Plattner has withdrawn from the U.S. Senate race. Now, what's Maine to do? Because they have, I think it's July, by the end of July, they have to have a candidate in there. What are they to do? Well, they're going to have a convention. They voted to hold a special nominating convention to fill the vacancy. However, when the convention will be held and how it will be conducted has yet been determined. And let me see what else. We will keep the public informed throughout the process. Transparency of our utmost importance. We look forward to coming together and harnessing that energy around our new nominee as we work to defeat Susan Collins in November. This is the same group of people who are eating out of Graham Plattner's trough. And it comes down to this. Susan Collins, who, by the way, is not a MAGA, or whatever a MAGA is, but she's not that. She votes against Trump. She votes her conscience a lot of things. And here's something else. She has never missed a vote in the Senate. Never missed. It's, 11,000, something like that, never missed a vote. And that tells me right there, the woman's tenacious. And every time they come up, oh, she's behind 6 points in the election, and she comes back, she wins by 7 or 8. But this one here, the Democrats, you know what, just why don't you just roll over and just say, you know what, we really screwed up here. You know, our thought-making process, our decision-making process of who we support is so messed up. Maybe we shouldn't even run anybody this time. You know, this will be our mea culpa. We won't run anybody because we're so stupid as to support this guy, Graham Plattner. I love it. Okay. Oh, let me see what else we have here. Ukraine launched drone attacks against Russia, against their maritime and energy networks this week, claiming strikes on 21 vessels in 3 days as attacks on major refineries deep inside Russia intensified pressure on Moscow's fuel supplies. Not only that, but Trump said the United States would allow Ukraine to manufacture Patriot air defense interceptors in the Ukraine, which I don't think they'll have a problem at all building, since they build these very, very effective drones that go long range and can attack these ships. And in this case, they've released videos from July 8th from a tanker that was attacked in the Sea of Azov. So who knows when this is going to be settled? I mean, you would think that by now they would have been able to work something out. Iran. Trump says deal's off. They've been attacking the Straits of Hormuz again, so we've started attacking Iran again. Heavy strikes, and he said it'll continue. He says, I don't even know who I'm dealing with anymore over in Iran. Who's in charge? Meanwhile, the Ayatollah, the original one that was killed months ago, his funeral is going on. It was NBC, CBS, NBC guy there, a reporter, walking through the crowds. Now, let me tell you, he deserves a gold star. He's walking through these crowds and they're screaming, death to America, death to the great Satan. I mean, he's walking through it and people are pushing him. They're making a point. I mean, they're not attacking him or hitting him with things, but they are just, you know, it is not a good situation. He's going through, they're just talking about, yeah, they're very upset. You think? So what are we going to do with Iran? We'll find out. Stay tuned. Trump's got 2 years left in his presidency. Maybe by the end of the second year or the fourth year, he'll have it figured out. And Ukraine and Russia, that would be nice if they could finally get it together and see what Ukraine's going to give up and what Russia's going to give up. But right now, it doesn't look like they're planning on giving up anything. We were talking about it yesterday, about how we're taking two of our organizations as far as putting them together for Visit Reading. And that's been kind of, it's become the region's unified tourist brand. They just kind of made the official announcement. It's going to be placing a greater emphasis on recruiting large-scale events such as the Ironman that we got up here. And they want to, most visitors continue to come from West Coast, metropolitan areas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. And a growing interest and from Colorado. Trying to attribute part to the nonstop flight between Reading and Denver. And their whole goal is, like we talked yesterday, is to bring more people to Reading, encourage them to stay longer and continue growing the local economy. Meanwhile, quickly, the county clerk and registrar of voters has certified the results of the June 2nd election. Now it's going to the Board of Supervisors. All right, let's take a break for the news. We come back, we have O2 Employment Services joining us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. U.S. launching new airstrikes against Iran, and Tehran responded by targeting Gulf countries. The strikes came hours after President Trump said recent Iranian attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz signaled the end of the ceasefire. A former Olympic canoe racer pleading not guilty to deliberately damaging the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. David Hearn from Bethesda, Maryland, faces a felony count of property destruction. Prosecutors working to show they have enough evidence to try Tyler Robinson and the murder of Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's widow and parents were back in court in Utah on Wednesday as investigators testified in the week-long preliminary hearing for the man accused of killing him. I was in the courtroom as an agent with the Utah State Bureau of Investigation described the night that defendant Tyler Robinson showed up with his parents at the Washington County Sheriff's Office to turn himself in. He has not entered a plea. Next in the case, we expect to hear parts of an interview with Robinson's roommate and romantic partner, Lance Twiggs. Prosecutors say they also plan to introduce as evidence an alleged confession note that Robinson left for Twig. Outside the courthouse in Provo, Utah, I'm Hannah Schoenbaum.
The United States heat wave posing serious risk, especially for vulnerable populations, such as the elderly, children, and outdoor workers. The heat dome affecting some specialty farmers who produce crops like fruits and vegetables.
Annie Woods, a vegetable and herb farmer in Kentucky who harvests by hand, has moved her work to the early morning and late evening to avoid the hottest parts of the day. The extreme heat has also shortened the harvest window for some farmers of certain fruits like raspberries. Specialty crop farmers often plant a wide diversity of crops to offset potential losses from extreme weather. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Are you tired of feeling lousy? Maybe you had a scare at your last checkup or just walking hurts? When enough is enough, call PhD Weight Loss. When I had enough 4 years and 53 pounds ago, I knew I couldn't do it alone. I'm Mike Gallagher for PhD Weight Loss. Best phone call I ever made. They were right with me. They still are today. Right now, mention Mike. You'll get 2 free weeks added to the program, and they'll pay for the cost of your food. $1,500 value. Call 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900. Or visit MyPhDWeightLoss.com.
Maybe this is you too. There is enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It's amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. And yeah, you could save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Here's the number. They're easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The International Monetary Fund has modestly downgraded its outlook for the world economy this year, citing the energy shock caused by the Iran war.
Fallout from the conflict is being tempered somewhat by booming investment in AI and other tech. The IMF now expects the global economy to expand by a sluggish 3% this year, down from 3.5% last year and from the 3.1% forecast issued back in April. The war pushed up energy prices, squeezing business and consumers. The IMF now expects oil prices to be up nearly 32% this year. Rich Thomason reporting.
New suspected Ebola cases reported in previously unaffected parts of Congo. The death toll in this latest outbreak has reached 600 now. The outbreak, declared on May 15, is caused by the Bundibugyo virus, which has no approved vaccine or treatment. News at townhall.com. Here's a look at action on the court at Wimbledon.
In Wimbledon, Taylor Fritz in the quarterfinals lost to Alexander Zverev, 6-4, 6-4, 6-2. Number 6 seed Fritz says things just didn't go his way.
I don't really know what to say. I feel like I three games in the match. I mean, he's already up a break, but three games in the match, I just started feeling my knee, and I think I could have, still probably think I could have played a lot better through the issue.
I'm Donna Water, AP Sports.
The NCAA Division I cabinet approved changes to the college football calendar
Starting in fall 2027, teams can schedule up to 12 regular season games over 14 weeks, ending after Thanksgiving. Additionally, the FBS and FCS Oversight Committee proposed shortening the January transfer portal window from 15 to 10 days. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com takes you right to our website. You can go to the archives of our local shows and if you missed one and or you want to hear it again, just pop into there and listen. Today, the 9th of July, 8:05 in the morning, news top of the hour always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's here. Sugar Cookie Day. What else?
It was National Dimples Day, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dimples Day. Let me check my guest. Okay, maybe not. You're close, though.
Close.
Brit's close.
I'm not cute enough.
Brit, no, yeah. You are.
You like it.
You are. Yeah.
Okay. It's also the anniversary of from 1868 when the 14th Amendment was signed, making African Americans or former slaves citizens of the United States, which is in a battle up in the Supreme Court right now, the birthright citizenship. Which is what it comes under, like that. President Trump has asked the Supreme Court, why don't you go back and look at that again? It's not the same as going to FIFA, but about a red card. But we'll see. I saw a meme that showed the ref's got the red card in front of our American soccer player, and he's holding up one from Trump.
Oh, no.
He's holding the card up from Trump. He goes, which card? Okay, enough.
Okay, enough.
All right. Hey, the weather. How about sunny and hot with a high near 104? Tomorrow, 100? But we have wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Now, the rest of the week through next Wednesday, hundreds. And I think 103, seeing 103s, but all of them triple digits here. Today, 104. It looks like the warmest. But when you hit 104, it could be 107.
Right.
And especially here in Redding, because we got different thermoclines around here. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be hot, my friends. And it's going to be all week long. Now, you also have to worry about fire danger. Mm-hmm. So when you're out there, if you're going to cut your grass, do it early in the morning. Don't do anything silly. Don't go out there and target shoot like they did at Texas Springs that year and start a fire. Just be aware, but also be aware there could be fires in other areas, too. So last night I smelled smoke.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it was coming from, but it was a lot of smoke. So, okay, your weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business started close to 30 years ago by Chuck and Judy Kenny. Provide outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They do a lot of stuff for our community, a lot of support for our community, the veterans, the homeless, all of us from Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And my guest today, O2 Employment Services, of course, Jennifer Cram, and she brought with her Brittany Blackburn.
Yes, good morning.
I get a twofer.
You get a twofer. Okay. Yes, you get us both today, so look out.
All right. Well, I talked about the law about the goats, and we're all looking at changing our business plan. Or our occupation plan. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go to O2 Staffing.
Yes.
And O2 Employment Services. I'm going to go, get me a goat herder's job.
Yes. Hey, we're going to sign Brittany up and say, girl, find us a goat herder.
I'm resourceful.
I know. You will. Absolutely.
Yeah. Find me this guy. Well, he's down in Red Bluff. He should be able to, he doesn't have to fly me in from another country. Here I am,
Right.
And I'll take care of your goats for $20,000 a month.
Right.
I can do that. They give you, I think they give you those little trailers.
They did. They gave you, yes. In fact, we had one down the street from our house, and the goats, like, devoured
everything.
Everything.
It is remarkable.
It was insane.
It is, and it's bio diversible, or if that's a word, but it's not bad for the environment. You're not running machinery. You don't have to worry about sparks
and
going.
Fire, none of it. They came in, and all of a sudden I drove home one night, and there were all these goats and this fence up, and I'm thinking, what in the world is behind Enterprise High School?
Oh, yeah.
And they brought in a little trailer, and they had, I swear, 80 to 100 goats.
Yeah.
And they just ate for 3 days, and it's completely cleared. Gone, and they're gone.
And they're probably booked in advance. Oh, remember they used to be out at Benton Airport?
Yes.
There. All of that big area back there had a herd of goats up there.
Yes. And I think over in Country Heights, I saw them over along the hillsides. Like, they just go in and go to town.
They love the blackberry thorny bushes.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's just nothing. Now, I was looking, years ago, I thought about this. So I called up a goat herder.
Mm-hmm.
Not a goat herder, but somebody had goats.
Okay.
And I thought about, maybe I'll get some goats. And
yes.
He says, have you ever had goats? And I went, no. He goes, I just spent 2.5 hours getting this goat's head out of a hole mm-hmm. in the fence it put itself into.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. He says, I got it out. It looked at me, stuck its head right back in. And he says, think of 2-year-olds with 4 legs that uh-huh. can jump 5 feet in the air.
Exactly.
And I said, well, would you consider herding goats if I got a bunch of goats? And he goes, no. He said, I'm not sure I have 4. But in Quantico, Virginia, where we have the Marine Corps base, and there's a lot of shooting going on there, so we have magazines and, a magazine area there. And of course, they've been there 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, maybe 90 years. So there's a lot of grass in the area, and they have their own herd of sheep.
Yeah.
That just constantly just keeps it clean out there.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's
all fenced.
It's actually brilliant, if you ask me.
Oh, it is.
It's brilliant. It's a great, back to your point of resources, it's so resourceful.
It is. And then what you do is, and at the end of the year, you take in there because they're all meat goats.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the year, you sell off, 100, 200 goats
mm-hmm.
because you've already got them replaced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's continuous. So you've got, you're using your assets.
Absolutely.
100% of your assets.
Yes.
Yeah, they're cute. I just like seeing them around town.
They just
the little ones.
Around.
Oh, the little ones are cute.
What are they, the little kid goats?
Yeah, those are the little ones. Of course, cute. You always like the ones, too, that if you look at them, they fall over.
Yes. They get scared, and they fall over. They tip over.
I saw them trying to get through a door once. First one jumped through, saw something, went stiff. And the rest of them, as they were jumping through, they'd go stiff and land on them. And it lasts for a few seconds. And
they
don't remember it. They just go, wow.
Oh, that was fun.
I'm in a new room.
Yes.
Okay. So now that we've talked everything in the world about O2 Employment Services, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back with O2 Employment Services, Jennifer Cram, and Brittany Blackburn.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready to laugh until it hurts.
the legendary Gary Owen is bringing his unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious No Hard Feelings Tour to the Wind River Event Center Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fees. For all the details or to snag your tickets, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls the state alliance.
Yeah. Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Coming soon. Get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premier issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, jewelry repair. How about jewelry design? Help you design your own piece of jewelry and then build it for you. Stone cutting, all of it right there. Plus a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The only place Linda shops for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry, which should tell you something. They're voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. Locally owned, locally operated, been there for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with O2 Employment Services and Jennifer Cram and Brittany Blackburn. And we're going to talk about staffing now. We talked about goats. Now we can talk about staffing.
We've spoken about goats. We have, and, you know, we're going to figure out a way to recruit for these goat herding jobs. This could be very lucrative.
I'm putting my name in right now.
I'm not sure about the workers' comp side of things. I'm not sure, you know, how that would work, but I'm sure we'd figure something out.
Must like goat meat.
That's right.
Just don't write them.
That's right, yeah. There'll be no
goat busting going
That's
on out
right,
there.
Right, exactly, like the little mutton busting guys. But yes, we've got O2 staffing, and I wanted to introduce Brittany Blackburn. She is our staffing manager, though she's been with the team for now 2 years, and she's amazing. We love Brittany so much, and she's been such a huge support to the organization overall, but we, you know, we had a void in the staffing division, and she stepped in and took the reins and said, let's do this. So we are super excited to have her join at the leadership level to, you know, bring just a whole new level to the staffing team and to that whole marketing side. And, you know, Brittany's, it was cute. I'm going to just share, the other day I was like, hey, you know, I had to reschedule my radio show this week, and who wants to come with me? Like, you know, anybody in the whole office, I sent it out to the entire team, and Brittany was the first one that said, hey, I would like to go. I'll go with you, because she's just so wants to get out. She wants to be forward facing. She loves clients. She loves our community. And she's always like the first one to jump in with these things. And I was like, that's my girl. She's so good. So we're super excited to have her.
Well, Brittany, tell us a little bit about you. Are you local girl or what?
Yeah. So I was born and raised in Eureka. And then my dad got a job as a teacher and football coach here in Reading. So our family moved over to Reading. I went to high school here, Shasta College, moved away for a little bit. My husband and I lived in Paradise and raised our kids for a bit there. And then Heidi got a hold of me one day and said she needed an executive assistant. And at the time, I was working at a medical staffing agency, a nursing staffing agency, and I had done every department. And so I was like, yeah, let's do it. It'd be nice to be back with family and have the cousins all together. My family's all still here. So
cool.
Happy to be here. Yeah, happy to be back in my community.
Great. Mm-hmm. Now, you lived in Paradise, obviously, before the fire.
So we actually lived in Chico. We bought our house right after the fire.
But
very close to it. We were actually, the house that we were living in was the next to be evacuated during the time.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, gee, a movie. They've made a couple of movies about Paradise. That one, the school bus burning,
or the Matthew McConaughey one.
Yeah, the one that's, but the bus is missing or something like that. But the other one was that documentary that Ron Howard did. That was just wow.
Yeah.
It was powerful. Okay, so what is your duties then?
Yeah, so I manage the staffing department. I've actually recently jumped into the recruiting part, too. I feel like every leader needs to have their hands in every pot just to fully understand what we're doing and how to assist, you know, their team. So right now, my biggest focus is Heidi has done such a great job of having such a strong presence in our community, and I really want to get us back out there again, and not that we've taken a step back, but just be out there a little bit more. And basically what we do is we help job seekers find jobs, but we also help clients be able to focus on their part of what their passion is, and it's focusing on their business. And then we help with the recruiting. We help, you know, if they are unsure of a candidate, they run it. They run the candidate through us. They're on our payroll. They're on our everything for 520 hours. If they feel like that candidate is a great fit for their company, they can hire them on full time on their payroll. So
after 520 hours.
Yeah, they can do it sooner than that, but that's the contract.
Okay.
Yeah, and we just feel like that's a great, you know, kind of try before you buy kind of thing, you know? So
yeah, because, you know, as good as the person may be and as good as the person that's hiring them, there could be something in there, you know, and it not nasty or anything like that, but it just doesn't gel. And we've all seen it. We've all seen that.
It happens.
Yeah.
Well, and the beauty of staffing is that the team will actually interview. You know, they bring these candidates in, they sit down with them, and really, in staffing, we're just a matchmaker. We're trying to figure out what the candidate's looking for, as well as what the client's looking for. But, you know, what sets us apart is we actually sit down with the client, we sit down, we understand their business a little more, what they're looking for, and kind of take a deep dive into that so that we can find them the right candidate so they don't have to do that. You know, it's just, it's one more thing out of their day to try to take away from the actual business of their business.
Well, and all the onboarding, you know, that California requires, we take care of all
of
that.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment training, drug screening, all of that is on us. So that really, when the client is ready, here you go. They've been pre-screened. They've been vetted. You've given us the okay, you know, because then once we say, hey, we think this is a great candidate, you have the opportunity to interview them, of course, and then we take care of the rest. So.
Oh, no, this it just makes things easier.
Yeah.
And one, it takes the HR off your head, off your shoulders, and gives it to you, which is what your job is to make sure all those things are done. And then if you have, what about a counseling problem? Say something does arise. Now, do I, as an employer, am I the one that sits them down and does it, or is it you?
It's us. Yep.
Okay.
We have, and
so
we
just turn it over to HR and say, you need to go over and talk to Brittany today. And you go, and they go, they know they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Right?
Or time card questions, anything like that.
Right?
And the other thing I've realized stepping into this department is people don't really understand O2 staffing. And I think now from the candidate side of things, I think O2, any staffing agency has like this kind of perception that, oh, it's a last minute resort. And a lot of people use Indeed, right? People use Indeed day in and day out to find jobs. Well, why would you go there when you can come in person and we our year indeed, but you get that personal interaction. You get that deep dive.
I don't even know
into
what that is. That other thing.
Indeed. Oh. It's an online. It's online.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, it's an algorithm with AI that, and you know they're using it, and you don't get that being able to look somebody in the eye.
Yeah.
And say,
well, it's building the relationship.
That's the whole thing.
It's connectivity, yeah. Right? And that is such a huge game changer when you're dealing with personalities and people.
Yeah.
It just is. And you need to make sure that it's, you know, and sometimes, you know, it doesn't work out. And there's, you know, times where clients like this might not be the best fit for the organization. But we might have other candidates in mind or somebody that just had come to us that's looking for a career change, something different. They're like, you know, and I love your point, Brittany, about, you know, saying we're not the last resort. We could be a first resort mm-hmm. to where we can really, we have connections and we know our community. And even if they might not have a job opening at that time, we might get a stellar candidate and be like, you know, we need to reach out to so-and-so and so-and-so who maybe has used us in the past, and we have an excellent candidate, you know, yeah, that we want to send your way because we thought of
maybe
you
maybe they're
first.
Thinking of expanding.
Exactly.
And right then, and then you call them up.
Yep.
The other thing, too, is, you know, you read these horror stories about resumes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen them, you know, guys, the superintendent of schools, mm-hmm. they find out that you never went to school
mm-hmm.
and all these things. But that's on you then. And you all do, you do your research.
Mm-hmm.
When you see a resume, you make sure that that resume is, as much as you can do, is true.
We also do assessments to make sure that they
exactly.
pass these assessments, that they're qualified for the position. But the other thing, too, about the last minute resort is I think people think that staffing agencies are just this very temporary, low entry level positions.
Right.
We have veterinarian positions. We
right.
have,
I've seen that.
You know, and it really is more of this is a stepstone into your career, not
yes.
just a temporary position, you know.
Yes, agree.
I go through your jobs.
You do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I just
and we'll
go and I just take a
them.
Look at them,
yeah.
and I go, you know, the I haven't seen Goat Herder yet. Maybe later.
Next week.
Maybe
no,
next
exactly.
week.
Check back next week.
But I've seen the veterinarian, and veterinarians make a great deal of money,
mm-hmm.
and there's, I can't think of, well, maybe, I can't say any. Most of the clinics around here are always looking for veterinarians.
Always. Always.
And then, but they may be in a clinic that they're just not happy with.
Yeah.
And they
be.
Need to move to another one.
Mm-hmm.
In
yeah.
this specific position, it is such a great opportunity. It's one of the most loved veterinarian places in the community. And mm-hmm. so we're really trying to help
yeah.
find a great position or a
well,
great candidate for that.
I know our veterinary, you know, we take our horse to. She is very, very, very busy all the time. And they brought in another, and they've got two veterinary
mm-hmm.
clinics, she and her sister.
Yeah.
You know, the Shaw sisters for Crossroads and another one on the other side. I can't remember the name now.
Okay.
But they hired this, another vet.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're looking for another vet because they're that busy.
Sure.
And large animals,
mm-hmm.
especially around here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But it's everything, but it's not just veterinarians. It,
no.
It can be, you know, construction.
Yes.
A lot of construction guys looking in there.
HVAC, plumbing.
Yeah.
We've got all kinds of skills.
Office managers.
Yeah. Medical assistants.
Mm-hmm.
You name it. It's the whole gamut.
I just found that after 30-plus years in the Marine Corps, my master's and everything, I don't qualify for probably 98% of your jobs, maybe even 99. Yeah, I looked at him. I said, well, I can't do that. I don't know that. Must know. And I'm like, ooh, I don't know that. I mean, yeah, I know that, but I don't know that. And
well, Carl, you're going to have to brush up if you want
to
come
up.
Work for
gonna,
us. We're going to have to,
I wanted to answer the
skills.
Phones, okay? I want to answer the phones, sit up in front, smile, and say, I'm the guy.
We're going to cater your resume towards goats so that you're just the perfect candidate when the time comes.
$20,000 a month. I can, you know
I,
what?
I know.
You goats smell.
I know.
Hey, I'm here with, I'm sorry if you're just tuning in. We're
yeah.
talking about goats because the our Assembly and Senate have passed this law or not passed this law that if it doesn't, if they don't fix it by the end of August, all the goat, you know, you see all these goats that are out there
yeah.
clearing all the property. It's going to end because all of a sudden the goat herders have to be paid time, time and a half, double time, mm-hmm. and it comes up to like 20 grand a month to herd goats. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about, and we won't talk about it anymore. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, or I think Subway was there, but now I understand Submarama is going to be moving into that location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I haven't had a bad haircut there, and I've been going there since 07 when I moved to Reading. Great people down there. Been in their same location since 1967. Cypress Square Barbershop. Not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. No, they don't, you know, they don't do that. Here, can I blow dry your hair?
No,
don't even ask for it. Now, their idea of gel is butch wax for your flat top. You can make appointments, which I really like. You can call them at 530-244-9478 or use Booksy. Just put in for Reading, Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years, for providing funding with our story time books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Reading Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Ladies, it's time to turn up the heat.
Get ready for the ultimate night out.
Because the Hunks are back.
At Wind River Resort and Casino.
A steamy two-night event. Friday, August 28th and Saturday, August 29th.
Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd.
Tickets for this immersive, sensational event are just $25 plus fees.
Include $10 pre-slot.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Reading Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Reading Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit readingheatingair.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Reading Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price. Because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Because all I want to do is have some fun. I got a season. I'm
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com, 8:34 in the morning here on the 9th of July. We're already up to 80, going up to 104 today, my friends, so get that stuff done early. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to stroke and cardiac care, every second matters. That's why Shasta Regional Medical Center is honored to hold the Gold Award from the American Heart Association, recognizing exceptional care and advanced treatment when it counts. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And I'm here with O2 Employment Services and their Director of Operations, Jennifer Cram, and their personnel...
Staffing manager.
Staffing manager, mm-hmm. Brittany Blackburn. So,
good morning.
All of y'all look alike. Is that just my imagination?
No, I know. There's a lot of similarities. I don't know how that is.
Not just you two, which
no.
you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. sisters.
We're sisters.
I know. We're sisters. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And we're talking about staffing. And,
yes.
And here's the thing about it is, with all of the rules, regulations,
yep.
It, as onerous as they are, you have a small business. Mm-hmm. In a small business, it could be like 250 people
yeah.
and under.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to run HR, and you're trying to hire people, and you're trying to keep people happy, and you're trying to keep people from, you know, killing each other and all that. You have hired an HR section
mm-hmm.
when you don't really have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of your employment, all your staffing, all your HR, all your taxes,
mm-hmm.
everything, all those stupid little banners you have to put up
mm-hmm.
every year
mm-hmm.
comes out of O2 Employment Services.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
And you think, well, I don't know if I should, you know, pay for this. Well, how much does an HR group cost you?
Mm-hmm.
Is one of the things you have to ask yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much does a lawsuit cost you?
Oh, which, yeah.
And so when you talk about a lawsuit versus having a team of professionals that can assist you from everything from recruiting to HR services, payroll services, work comp, benefits, the whole package.
You do the, you
we
do,
are your employment center.
So you do all the financial stuff.
We do on the teamwork, on the teamwork side.
On the teamwork
side. So we have
side.
The two divisions.
Right.
We have the O2 staffing and then
right.
the teamwork HR,
mm-hmm,
which
okay.
is where we partner with small businesses that want a truly outsourced HR department. That's where we handle all the payroll, their HR, their compliance, their work comp and safety. On the staffing side, that all comes bundled in. That just is part of the whole package that you get with staffing is that we make sure that all their new hire documents are taken
mm-hmm.
care of, their I-9 is taken care of, their sexual harassment training, any specialty training they might need.
Drug screening,
yeah. Background screens.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say this. You know, people go, well, you know, they're an outside agency in my little HR group
right.
here. However, sure. this is a local HR.
It is local HR.
And this
HR.
Is, everybody knows O2.
Mm-hmm.
They know Heidi. They know
mm-hmm.
Jennifer. Now
mm-hmm.
they're
mm-hmm.
going to know Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like it's across the, you know, across state. They're
no.
in town here, and if
mm-hmm.
you need to talk to them,
mm-hmm.
it's just like you would call your HR in your offices. You just call Jennifer and say, hey, I got a concern here.
Yes.
And I mean, it's
and we drive across town and we go see the client and we meet with them. And if we have to assist with the employee conversation, sometimes it's those tough conversations that
mm-hmm.
people are afraid to have. And they're like, I just need some support. So we can just go over and sit down with them. And that's even the beautiful thing with, because we have, you know, now grown, right? We're with Prestige PEO. We're with a larger organization, which means we have bigger benefits, you know, better workers' comp pricing, all of those things. But we also have, you know, this feel that we can be across all 50 states now. But we are their California hub.
It's transparent to me. Who you belong to.
Yeah.
Because I'm dealing with Jennifer and Brittany.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what our clients want, and
yeah.
that's what our community wants, and that's what they're used to.
Yeah.
And we want to continue to provide that. So we have been given that freedom to be able to do that and to be able to work with our clients and still provide the level of customer service that our customers have always been used to. And so, thank heavens, we still have that ability to do that because it's not this huge corporate entity coming in and saying, here's what's going to happen. They've kind of said, you guys show us what California needs and how can we support you in what you guys are doing.
Well, and I've been on the other side of things. My previous employment, we had a PEO, and they were very hands-off. It was, you paid all this money, but we still did the payroll. We still did the work comp management. We did everything at the point where we were like, what are we even paying these people for? Now coming into teamwork and seeing what our management team does and all of our HR consultants and payroll specialists, it is incredible to me where I'm like, why didn't we get this? I mean, everyone is so hands-on and so personable with their clients that it's like, why would you not have someone like that where you can just focus on what you got into your business to do, which is your passion, and everything else is taken care of, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's just that peace of mind. I know as previously working in the oncology center, I didn't, I mean, we had HR, we had a few, you know, people on the team that could support us. But if I had a legal question, I was calling an attorney. Like, I had to call somebody and pay Lord knows how much I was paying to have somebody give me an opinion about a handbook policy or, you know, I have somebody out on leave. What do I do? We are that stopgap that you call, you get a live person, somebody, you get to talk to them. They'll call you back. It's not like a recording. It's not 3 days later. It's within 24 hours. We're calling back. We might have to research. We might have to look into it, but we're going to figure out a solution to your problem and give you the best California best practices, especially in California. I can't imagine any business doing this on their own.
Or investigations. You guys going to the clients and, hey, there's this big issue. And, you know, our management team or HR consultants are going to the client and saying, I'm sitting down with all the employees. I'm looking through all the records. So you have that one-on-one approach in the deep dive into everything.
Well, yeah. And that's the last thing an employer wants to have to do.
Yeah.
I mean, who has time?
Not me.
No, I know. And so who has time? When you have a stop, drop, and roll situation within your organization, and that's how we refer to them, it's a stop, drop, and roll. We gotta get down and dirty, and it takes precedence. So we will get in and investigate. And what we're doing is we're collecting the data. We're collecting the facts, and we give it back to the client and say, here's you know, what you have. What do you want to do?
So do you run into that very much? I mean, besides my worker's handbook, which was 12 years old, maybe 13, maybe 13
I don't
or 14.
Know. I think it
I have a new
20.
One now.
You do.
From O2.
You have your employee
it's
handbook.
It's beautiful. And what I do is, because it's kind of thick, I roll it up and hit my employees with it. this is the employee's handbook. See it?
We
boom!
Have a stop,
right
drop,
on their
and
nose.
Roll.
The
we have
stop,
a stop,
drop, and
roll.
Right here.
Emergency.
Do you find things, somebody comes in and says, okay, we're going to go through this. And you look at it and you go, you know, thank God you haven't been ramifications. And then you try to get them up to speed. I mean, because people just, you don't know what you don't know.
Correct. And that's why businesses come to us. They either have a little scare, they might have a labor claim, they might have something that's come in that they just didn't know. You just don't, there's no way to keep up on everything. And we do our darndest to keep up on everything because that's our role,
that's
right?
Your job.
That's our job.
Yeah.
But there are times that I'm like, oh, when did that change? I got to figure that out and, you know, get to the bottom of it.
Well,
but
I always love it when you come in at the beginning of the year.
Yes.
And we go, okay,
what is new? Yes.
And I just wish people could see Jennifer's face when I ask that question. Because there's probably like 46 different emotions run across her face in a second and a half. And then, you know, you'll go, well, it's not as bad as it could
correct,
be.
Correct.
And when she says that, I went, oh, it's bad.
It's bad.
It's not as bad as it could be. Yes, if it was as bad as it could be, all of this part of California would have fallen off into the ocean.
Could have.
Which might be better.
You never know. Well, and that's the hard part. And, you know, Brittany alluded to this earlier, is Northern California, and that's not San Francisco, right? People think San Francisco, Northern California, you're down in the, you know, city of the Bay. It's like, no, we're far Northern California, which is a very different demographic and a very different community and you know, staffing-wise, employment-wise, it's just, it's very different than dealing with a city and dealing with Los Angeles and dealing with, you know, those communities down there. They have very different drivers and very different needs, but, you know, and they have some of their own laws. you get into all these different counties.
Yeah.
There's like 26, I think, we're up to now with different sick leave laws, minimum wage orders. They have their own rules about certain things. So we have to stay up on that. So when a client says, I'm going to San Francisco, we're like, what part? How long? How many days are you going to be there? Do you understand that there's a minimum wage requirement? And if they're there for more than 2 hours, you have to pay this, this, and this.
You're kidding.
No.
You mean if you send someone, your people down there for just for a day conference, you have to pay them different?
Potentially. I mean, you have to look at the whole thing.
You know the California rule about professional sports, mm-hmm. that they have to pay when they come into play, mm-hmm. and practice. They are now fall under California laws.
Sure.
Supposedly, the quarterback from Seattle that was in the Super Bowl last year, because of the laws on, you know, on how much money they take, didn't make any money for winning the Super Bowl last year. So much money went into taxes.
Sure.
I mean,
that's the whole thing. And that's where, you know, that's been one of the biggest benefits I feel with merging with Prestige PEO, is because now we can be in all 50 states to mm-hmm. manage those tax ramifications, because every state has different requirements.
That's right.
And we, you know, we've been in Oregon, Nevada, and California, primarily focused in California, just because that's our niche. That's what we do. We understand California, but now we have New York, we have Florida, we have Texas, we have all these different states that we can help support, and we have people that understand the laws in those states where we don't have to be the expert on everything.
Yeah, and as we get more global, and I know people hate to say that, but we have international companies.
We do.
Here in Redding, more than you think.
I know. It's actually astounding.
It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of companies that sell, not just here, but nationally and internationally.
Absolutely.
So there's different rules.
There are.
Okay, we have to take a break. I'm here with Brittany Blackburn and Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Today it's going to be 104 with a low around 69 tonight. Tomorrow 100, but we're going to have wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour, and the rest of the week through next Wednesday is going to be over 100 degrees, my friends. So be aware of that. Don't do something stupid out there by cutting grass in the middle of the day and when it's hot and windy, because you could have sparks, which could cause fires. If you're going to do your work, you might do it in the morning. And the other thing is, check the back seat of your car if you're going to go park and go anywhere. Make sure you don't leave your dogs, your kids, your grandparents, your chocolate, flowers, you know, anything alive.
Well, yeah. Carl.
Well, my truck now. Mm-hmm. If I open up the back door of my truck,
yes,
when I stop, this thing comes on, the screen there says, check your back seat.
Oh.
That's kind of interesting.
Mine does too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I'm here, by the way, these voices you're hearing come from O2 Employment Services, Jennifer Cram, the Director of Operations, and Brittany Blackburn, who heads up the staffing.
Yep.
O2 Staffing Division. Yep. Yep.
Division. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're talking about how there are so many things that the state of California requires for you. And sometimes maybe even other states if you are shipping things to other states, or if you send your employees to other areas of California, that mm-hmm. could impact on your pay schedules and yep. tax schedules and yep. all types of things.
Yes.
And having a one-stop shop.
Absolutely.
That handles all of this, handles finding you a good employee, taking care of all the tests before they come in, their HR, so you don't have to get involved with it, that you get somebody, they've been there for a couple of weeks, and you realize they're just not going to fit in. It's not that they're not a good person.
Right.
They're just not going to fit in with that team. And you go on back, let O2 handle that.
Yep, you call
Brittany,
somebody
else.
Say, hey, I'm looking, and this might not be the best.
All those posters you have to put on the wall,
yes.
Everything.
Yes.
You have your own HR, right, a phone call away, but they're in town. That's the best thing. It's not like you're calling them and they're in New York.
Correct.
They're across town. They can come over and get that face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
So that alleviates the need for your HR and even your payroll.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All of that.
Yes.
Work comp claims, everything.
Yes, work comp, your benefits. That's one of the other really great pieces with the teamwork side is that we are going, as we're migrating in, right, we're still in the transitional phase with blending with Prestige.
Mm-hmm.
But we're learning more and more about all of the benefits that they're able to offer. So if you're a small employer who's looking to offer some benefits that are affordable, we have these large group, master plans that mm-hmm. we can offer to our clients, which we haven't been able to do before. And so we're super excited to be able to bring reasonably cost, I say reasonably because health insurance is not reasonable, in my opinion, and I always struggle with that. But, you know, is being able to bring these benefits to small businesses that are like, I've always wanted to be able to offer benefits, but I never could afford them, or I couldn't figure out a pricing structure that made sense for me, paying a portion of it and having the employees pay something. You know, they're not of an applicable size where they're required to offer health insurance, but they want to retain their talent. They want to have benefits to offer to employees. So we're able to quote that. We're able to look at that. We have EAP. We have pet insurance. Speaking of goats and pets, you know, I'm not sure that goats would be covered on pet insurance. Yes. We have several employees that are on it that they have their little fur babies covered, and yes, there's pet insurance. You should just come just for the pet insurance.
I have horse medical insurance.
Do you? Well, I would imagine so.
And in fact, I was surprised because I thought I had it, but then I haven't ever used it.
Oh, yeah.
And I called them up, and they said, oh, yeah, you've been a customer. We take $29 a month. Well, something being taken out of my banking account for $29. It has to be usually a bit bigger than that before I start. What is that?
Right.
So found out I had that. But pet insurance.
Pet insurance.
You all offer pet insurance.
We offer pet insurance. We have an employee assistance program. We have accidental, accidental death. We have short-term disability, long-term disability. We offer a myriad of benefits. You know, we have some major medical. We have great dental and vision that we offer at a very low cost.
Have you all ever done a study? Let's say what's a mid-sized company? 200 people?
Well, that's
a large company around
here. That is large for us.
Okay, say 100 people. Mm-hmm. In a company. Have you ever done a study that says, we'll do all of this, and it would save you this much money?
Sure.
Well, or if you think about it, how much do you pay in salary for an HR person internally and a payroll person? Mm-hmm. With those two salaries alone, typically that's all covered in your teamwork.
Oh, significantly less. Because oftentimes,
that's what I mean. People may say, isn't this going to be expensive? But when you look at it, it's a lot less expensive.
Yeah. Well, oftentimes what I do, because I do sales as well, right? So I will go in and I'll meet with a business owner that says, you know, you guys might be just too expensive for us. And I'm like, but here's what you get. And oftentimes I'll break it down to what that would cost you as a full-time employee, saying working full-time, 20, 80 hours a year at a salary. It's usually between $14 an hour to $17, $18 an hour for our entire package is what it would cost a business. So you can't even hire somebody for less than $16.90. That's required in California. Yeah. And I'm saying that it's going to cost you $14 an hour to have full payroll, full HR, full compliance, workers' comp benefits. You can't beat it. You can't find us an employee that has HR experience, payroll experience, work comp experience, benefits experience for 16.
How big a company can you handle? I mean, I don't know. I mean, because could you handle 600, 700 employees?
Sure.
1,000?
Well,
for
Jen,
the number is limitless.
Well, no, because you can ramp up on that.
We have a bigger support team that we absolutely can handle those. And in fact, we, you know, I meet now, you know, quite frequently with the Prestige team. We all kind of conversate. And implementation had a client they were onboarding in 5 different states with over 1,600 employees. And I'm thinking, oh my, okay, well, that's a big implementation. But that's what they do. That's what we, you know, we make happen. But why don't we, you know, talk a little bit about...
We got 2 minutes left, Brittany.
Yep, we've got top 5 jobs. What's on our
job
board?
Every week I've been trying to post top 5 positions on our social media. Doesn't mean those are the only ones, just the ones we're highlighting on that week. Pest control technician for a very great company in our community. Veterinarian. We have HVAC technicians, auto techs, and we are also hiring 2 part-time preschool teachers at a wonderful preschool here in town. So if anyone's going back to school and needs some part-time work, especially those early childhood education, you know, where they're going towards a field in liberal studies or something, it's a great opportunity. So.
And how do they find us?
They find us on our job board. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Go to our website, www.o2es.com/jobboard, or you can see the job board tab right on our homepage.
And when you go there, it's not just top five. You've got, I think, three or four pages.
Easily. There's over 100.
And incoming. Well, I mean, I took 3 calls yesterday for new clients.
Yes.
Well, cool. Well, if you're looking for a job, there's jobs out there. Let me put it this way. And a lot of these companies pay more than living wage jobs, and they'll train you. They're looking, we'll train you to do this.
And as a reminder, it's a step towards a career. It's not just the temporary placement
that's
we serve.
Right.
It's a step towards the career. The client just wants to try the candidate first before they move them on to their permanent payroll. So,
absolutely.
And then once you're there, and then they find out, man, this guy, girl fits in here full bore.
Absolutely. And that's a win for all of us.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
Well, Jennifer and Brittany, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, yes. And tomorrow, Patrick Gorman, workers' compensation expert, will join us at 8 o'clock. And I think we have Nation's Finest at 7:30. So,
perfect.
Everybody, have a good day. It's going to be hot. Be aware of that. Be careful. Stay hydrated. And God bless America.
Amen.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.